This next story is about a shoeshine man who became a beloved fixture in Sarajevo, the capital of Bosnia. Uncle Misho died on Monday at the age of 82. For decades, it was his job to polish the shoes of residents in Sarajevo. Apparently, he even kept on working when the war was raging in the 90s. Now people in Sarajevo want a statue erected in his memory. Elvira Jukic is a journalist in Sarajevo. She's been writing about Uncle Misho, or Chica Misho. Who was Uncle Misho? What was his real name? I don't think that's his real name.
His real name was Hussein Hassani, which barely anyone knew, even though everybody in Sarajevo, I don't know a person, I mean, you can always find one, but I don't know a person who doesn't know who was Chica Misho, you know? And nobody knew his name. I knew his name for the last couple of years, but not for always. Like, everybody knew him as Chica Misho, or as we could translate, Uncle Misho.
So what's his story? Where did he come from, and how did he end up with this kind of permanent position on the boulevards in Sarajevo, shining shoes?
He came to Sarajevo as a teenager with his family from Kosovo. And there were nine of them, brothers and sisters. And he came, they all came here to Sarajevo with their father and mother. And Misho used to say that he was training to, he was playing box. He wanted to be a boxer. And he was training box for 7 years, and then realized that he couldn't earn for a living playing this sport. And then when he was something around 20, he took over this job from his father, who was also a shoe shiner in Sarajevo. When they came, he said he came in 1946 to Sarajevo. So when he was 20, he took over this job, and as he said, he did it ever since he was 20, and he died in aged 82.
Right. Now, you met him several times. I guess it's impossible not to meet him. He's out there on the street every day, right?
Yeah. Actually took a photo of him 9 years ago or something like that. And I found that photo yesterday, and I published it within my article. And I was very glad that I found that photo, because it's an old photo which I took with an analog camera. So it's black and white. So it, you know, describes the moment with him.
Yeah, he looks very distinguished, I've got to say. I mean, he's a shoeshine man, but still.
In the last couple of years, he was always wearing a black coat and a man's hat, and he had those mustache, and he was always looking, you know, nicely dressed, and he was always smiling. I couldn't remember that I saw him once that he wasn't smiling.
And when you took that picture of him, I gathered he really wanted to be proper have your portrait be good.
Yeah, he wanted to kind of to pose. Like, he said something like, "Let me sit straightly. Now take a photo of me."
Elvira, is it true that he kept on shining shoes even when the war was raging in the 90s? And why did he do that?
Yeah, I wasn't here during the war. I mean, I was 4 when the war began, so I couldn't say by myself. But, you know, people who used to live in Sarajevo, and also he said in many interviews that he was here in Sarajevo during the war, and he kept on coming every day. Because he didn't have anything else to do. And he also said that many people, even rich people and poor people, used to help him during the war, because he was in the main street, you know, sitting there every day. So, you know.
Now, he took the business of shining shoes over from his dad, and I gather his son is now going to keep the business going?
I'm not sure about that. But there's an interesting story about his daughter, whom he adopted. His wife found this baby more than 40 years ago near a garbage dump in the streets.
And abandoned.
And he said in one interview that his wife called him and said, "Misho, I found a pack of millions, like money." She wanted to say that she found a treasure. And he kept on saying that really was a treasure for him and his wife.
Wow, what an incredible story. And this is a humble shoeshine man who manages to pull off this incredibly generous thing.
Yeah.
Elvira Jukic, a journalist in Sarajevo, thanks very much for speaking with us about Uncle Misho. Really appreciate it.
Thanks to you, too.